Welcome to day 273. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, and we learned yesterday in the very first Mishnah of Maseches Challah that the obligation to separate challah, that's to remove a little bit of dough before we bake it and give it to the Kohen. Of course, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, we do it a little bit differently, but that obligation to separate challah only applies to dough that was made from one of the five grains, wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and or rye. If it's made from something else, then it would not be chayiv in the obligation. You would not have to separate challah. Now, once we learn that, we learn some other halachos that also only apply to those five grains, and that's what our Mishnah is going to continue with. So it says the Mishnah, ha'ochel mehem kezayis matzah bepesach, one who eats a kezayis, that's the minimum amount that you have to eat, of matzah on Pesach, matzah made out of one of those five grains, yatzia dechavasa, you fulfilled your obligation, meaning matzah can only be made out of one of those five grains. Kezayis chametz, if you had a kezayis of chametz made out of one of those five grains, similarly, chayav bikaras, then you have violated the Torah, you are liable. So both chametz and matzah can only be made out of one of those five grains. Nis'arav echanahem, this might be obvious after the last one, but anyway, nis'arav echanahem b'chol aminim, if chametz of one of those five grains gets mixed in with something else, hareze over b'pesach. You violated Pesach. You violated the isra of bal yura u'bal yimatzeh. You're not allowed to have any chametz on Pesach. So that applies not only to chametz itself, but also mixtures of chametz. Continues the Mishnah, hanoder min hapasim min hatavua, one who makes a neder, a vow, and says, I'm staying away from bread, and I'm staying away from grain, but didn't specify further, what does bread mean? What does grain mean? So we have to figure out, we have to make an umdana, we have to evaluate the person's mindset. What's included in the word pas and tavua, says the Mishnah, asur bahem. It's those five grains. You have to stay, you're not now not allowed to have partake of any of those five grains. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, hanoder min hadagon, eino asur elamehen. They say not only that, but also if you say, I'm staying away from dagon, which is like a pile, but generally refers to a pile of grain, that also would include only those five. It seems that Rabbi Meir would say, maybe not, maybe dagon might include some other things, other grains that you might have, rice or whatever it is, might also be included in Dagon, but the Chum say, no, Dagon is just like Tavua and Pasta, and it only includes those five things. The Chayavin, Bechala, the Maestros, the Mishnah ends by saying that in all of those situations, they are Chayav both in Chala and in Maestros, and in separating times. Now, you might think that's obvious, but that's really to contrast the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Elu Chayavin Bechala, Upaturin in a Maestros. But the following things are Chayav in Chala, you have to separate from the dough, but are Pater, are exempt from separating tithes. So what are those examples? Haleket, Vashicha, Vapeya. We spent a long time on this earlier in Seder Zrayim. Those are the gifts to the poor that we leave in our field. Leket is anything that falls to the ground while we're collecting. Shicha is that which we forget after harvesting the field. And Peya is a corner of our field that we leave for the poor. In all of those cases, as we learned, they are peturos, they are exempt. The aniyim, the poor who pick them up, do not have to separate tithes. Similarly, veha hefker, anything that is ownerless, also someone who picks something up from ownerless field, ownerless property, does not have to separate tithes. Umaisarishon shenitla trumaso. But by the way, the implication, of course, as the Mishnah started, is that in all of those cases, the ani, when you're baking that, when you're creating dough out of that which they picked up, they don't have to separate maestros, but they do have to separate challah. And if you picked up grain from hefker, from an ownerless field, an ownerless area, you don't have to separate maestros, but you would have to separate challah. Umaisa rishon shalnita trumaso. So all of the following cases are going to be times in which the obligation of maestros set in at an odd moment. We'll explain. So Maisa Rishon, if a lady has Maisa Rishon, he did it with alacrity. He took Maisa Rishon, or he was given Maisa Rishon before the grain was actually chayiv in any maestros. And then the lady did whatever he needed to do. He gave 10% to the Kohen. He did all that. But he took the the Maiser before the grain was actually obligated in any Trumos. So that means that Truma was never separated. So we might think that that maybe now he has to separate Truma. The answer is no. They separated Maiser before it was ever obligated, and therefore Truma never set in. And still, the grain that the Levi takes, even though he doesn't now have to give truma, you still have to separate challah from that grain. And similarly, umaiser sheni behektesh sheniftu, if you have maiser sheni that you redeemed, so now it no longer has the status of maiser sheni because you put that onto money, so now that grain is fair game, and behektesh sheniftu, or something that belonged to the Beis HaMikdash that you redeemed, so now it's yours as well. In both of those cases, the Mefarshim point out that we assume that the person separated maiser sheni or made it kadosh before it was actually obligated in trumas maiser. Imagine you took it just from a pile in the field, but it didn't yet go through the process of taking of maestros. It never even became obligated to maestros because you were very quick. You took the maestro sheni before it was obligated in trumas and maestros. You made it hektish before it was obligated. So now that you redeemed it, it is not chayiv in maestro because it never set in. But still, when you turned it into dough, you'd have to separate challah. Umoser haomer. The omer is the grain offering that we bring on the second day of Pesach. We mentioned that yesterday. So that was grain that was done with flour, and it was done with flour before it was fully processed. So again, the same principle. Since it became part of this korban before, it was used before it was ever obligated in trumas and maestros, now the extra of the omer, the part that wasn't brought on the mizbeach, now you redeem and it's fair game, you're allowed to use it, then You do not have to separate maestros, because again, it was used, it was separated before it was ever obligated in trumas and maestros, but you still have to separate chala. And also grain that was growing in the ground but had not yet reached a third of its growth, and a person cut it and harvested it early and made it into dough, so you would not have to separate trumas and maestros because it did not grow the full amount in order for it to be chayv in trumas and maestros. But once you have that dough, you would still have to separate chala. Now, Rabbi Eliezer and Omer, tivua shlo hivya shlish, in that very last case, patura min hachala. In that case, no, you'd actually also be patra min hachala. And the reason he says that is because he compares it, he compares chala to maestros in a pasuk. He uses that pasuk to say that really they should have the same halacha. Now, he agrees in the other cases. In all of the other cases, when it didn't yet become obligated in trumas and maestros, then he would agree that you can still have a chiyav of chala, even if there's no chiyav of trumas and maestros. In this last case, it doesn't have to do with, in that case, it was subjective, not objective. In the other cases, the actual grain, it wasn't that the grain was or wasn't chayev, it was that the person took it beforehand. In this case, it's the grain itself is not actually chayev, right? It's not a matter of when you take it in the case of when it's growing. The object itself isn't chayev in trumas and maestros because it hasn't grown enough. It's not dependent on whether a person took it or not or processed it. It's really dependent on the thing itself and not on a person. And therefore, in those cases, chala and maaser should have the same halachos. That is Mishnah Gimel. I will continue the Mishnah Dala tomorrow.